USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States government can resume expelling immigrant children who cross the southern border without a parent. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia stayed a lower court ruling that allows the government to resume the policy begun by former President Trump's administration last year as a measure to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Nearly 9,000 children were expelled before the lower court's order. And the Pentagon has paused a plan to vaccinate armed forces and detainees at Guantanamo Bay. The plan to offer vaccinations at the base on a voluntary basis was authorized earlier this week, but the Pentagon announced that it was being put on hold while it reviews the force protection protocols. Maryland is confirming a case of the more contagious strain of the virus first identified in South Africa. In a statement, Governor Larry Hogan's office said the patient is an adult living in the Baltimore metro area who hadn't traveled internationally, making community transmission likely. This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.